Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I wanted to do a quick show about what to do when you're stressed out. And this topic has been coming up a lot, and I think I probably have done a show with a similar title, but here's a little bit different perspective on this. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, you're ready to expand, you're ready to heal, you're ready to break through, you're ready to accomplish that goal that's been on your heart for so long, you're ready, then I would love to support you in making that change. You can book a session with me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can also book a package of sessions where you will have a transformational experience. Consider the up-level intuitive coaching package, the elevate intuitive coaching package, or if you want a lot of support, you really want to submerge yourself in transformation, then consider the massive result intuitive coaching package. Okay, so what do you do when you're really stressed out? I have found that when I personally am really stressed out, I suddenly forget all the things I do when I'm not stressed out. So the first message, and it's interesting, I got a very similar message as I was reading for a client earlier, is continue to do all the things you do. The difficulty is that when we're really stressed out, we can sometimes feel like, wow, I've been working on myself, I've been doing the work, and this situation still showed up. Spirit never said we were without problems. It didn't mean we were going to not face any challenges because we are committed to our affirmations or meditation or going to church or reading motivational material, listening to talks. We do all of that so that when we are stressed out, we can remember what to do to get ourselves back on the right track. So it is a time you're stressed out. That is a time where you have to do all the things you already do. So that is the time to pray. That is the time to meditate. That is the time to listen to your affirmations. That is the time to journal. That is the time to work on yourself. And you want to do it in a way where you return to a state of peace. We are vibrational beings. God can't give us what we are not a match to. And so if we are vibrating at the frequency of stressed, worried, doubtful, worst case scenario, black and white thinking, then all spirit can give us is something that's within that realm. So we have to consciously move out of that state. And I'm not going to pretend like that is easy. When you're stressed out, you're just stressed out. I know for me, I don't want to do anything. And so give yourself that permission. Take a day. Take a day to fully and completely relax. And then after that day, you'll go back to your practice. So recently I was feeling stressed out. And so I took the day and it didn't work. I didn't have a session scheduled. And I watched something that was very uplifting. I immersed myself in a show. I didn't even try to half work because a lot of times when I'm stressed, I'll say like, oh, I need a day. And I'll kind of half work at the same time. I said, nope, I'm taking this day. I'm not on my phone all day. I'm going to lay here and I'm going to watch this show and enjoy myself. And I made some shortbread cookies. I was watching Ted Lasso, which, friends, if you really want to be uplifted, man, that show is as good as everybody says. And I think what makes that show so special is it showed up at a time when we were all kind of stressed out. That show debuted, you know, as we were in a pandemic. And so it's a really lighthearted, a bit inspiring, funny show. So I went into that space. So for some of you, it might be watching some comedy. I wouldn't watch anything heavy. I wouldn't watch anything that forces you to think, unless it's something that's exciting to you. Like, you can gauge your intellect if that feels good and if that enlivens you, but give yourself the day. No work. Take the day off. Call it a mental health day. Get yourself back centered. In that process, in that day, if you are feeling so stressed out that it's triggering some anxiety or some depression, I would encourage you to go and talk to someone. Whether you, if you can, book a session with a therapist. Because of this time, we have access to things we didn't have access to. So you can do even a 12-step meeting. If it's about money, maybe do an Under Earners Anonymous meeting, Overeaters Anonymous. Pick a 12-step meeting. You know, you don't even have to have an addiction. Just go and talk, or listen to other people talk, or imagine what you would say if you were talking. Write it down while you're listening to everybody else talk. You can do it all online now. You know, so just Google, find a place where you can talk. Book a session, you know, if you can, book a session with your spiritual guide. You can book a session with me and just talk it through. Because then that'll start to clear some of that stress, the worry, the doubt. Oh my God. Right? And you take the day off, you get yourself back to a place of peace, you eat something delicious. I was watching Ted Lasso, and so season one, he brings her these biscuits, and I figured out very quickly they were shortbread. So I was like, I have the ingredient. I never bake, so this was a big deal for me. I made some shortbreads, probably ate too many of them, and just enjoyed the day. It's like, nope, brain, you can't try to solve the problem from the problem space. I'm going to have to return to center. And so you return to center, and then the next day, you go back into your spiritual practice, your prayer, your meditation, your affirmations, your self-care. So that's the next one, is really engaging your self-care in whatever way you need. If it's movement, if it's drinking your water, if it's eating a certain way, eat that way. Whatever it is, go back into your self-care, get extra rest. And then when you start to feel centered, really centered, I want you to start focusing on the solution and pray and say, God, help me to see my solution. We can't hear spirit when we are stressed out. So the answer could be right in front of us, but we're so stressed out, we start clinging to things that probably aren't going to work. We run, you know, all the ways in which humans respond to stress. We run from it. We freeze. We fight. I think I saw one. There was another. I have it on my phone. I think there's another F that we do. And if you do all that, just acknowledge it. Like, say, hey, oh my God, I'm running right now from this situation. It's not interesting. I must be stressed out. So you go back to your spiritual practice, you re-engage your self-care at a higher level commitment, you pray, you ask for the solution. If you know specifically what you want, you can ask for that, know why you want it. And again, the why can be because I want it. But be mindful of that why. If you are seeking something because, oh, I don't want to be stressed out, or I don't want to lose something, or something bad is going to happen, it's probably not a strong enough why. So I say, get really clear and honest with yourself. And that honest answer can be just because I want it, right? And know that when you are stressed out, those are the times when your faith has to be so incredibly high. So you do all the things that remind you of your faith. And I know it's so easy when we are faced with a challenge to get very cynical, to think, oh, God must have forgot me, to get down, to feel disappointed, to feel like the past is going to repeat itself. But you must pull yourself back. Nothing good is going to come from that space. I know for me, sometimes when something doesn't show up the way I want and I'm stressed out about something, then all of a sudden I get really suspicious of my own affirmations. I'm like, ugh, I can't listen to another affirmation. I can't do meditation. I did all that and I still have this stressful experience. The stressful experience has shown up for you as a test of your faith. Are you going to believe when you think it's not going to show up? Are you going to believe when you think all is lost? Are you going to believe when you think, oh, there's not enough time? The date's going to come and I'm not going to be ready. Are you willing to believe? And then from there, this is very clear. There's a Colette Baron-Reed saying that I say sometimes on this program, that's when you need to chop wood and carry water. You do all the things you know to do. So if you know you feel really prosperous when your home is clean, clean your home. And I'd actually say that that might be a part of this. Pick an area of your life and get it cleaned up. Maybe it's a desk drawer, one drawer. Maybe it's your refrigerator. Pick one thing and get it cleaned up. And that's good feng shui in general, and that creates a new flow of energy. Do all your spiritual rituals. Light the sage if that's what's inspiring you. You know, I pray and I salt my corners. I speak to my home. Go for a walk. Spend time in nature. Whatever you need to do, that is the time to do it. It's a faith test, right? Your stressful moment, your challenge, your, oh my God, there's not enough. All of that is an opportunity to show yourself, the God in you, that you can remain faithful. And here's the number one piece, friends, of all of this. And I've already said it, but my spirit guide is showing it to me again, and I need to repeat it. You must return to feeling centered. You can't be blessed from, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And definitely not in the way that would move the dial in your life. You might be able to hustle a little bit and shift some energy around, and you might feel like you're seeing movement, but typically it's not really all that much movement. You will have to learn this lesson to stay centered even in stress. And then you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision that you are, in fact, going to overcome whatever this challenge is. And then you start to focus on the solution. And be so unapologetic about it. I am going to solve this. And I am open and receptive to all the wisdom of spirit. And you might feel after you make that declaration, it's kind of crickets, like, oh, I don't hear spirit, or I don't see a sign. That is a sign to go and do what you know to do. So let's say it is, say you're feeling stressed out about school or something. Well, you know, you got to study. If you're stressed out about a grade, well, go and study, read the thing, talk to the professor, do what you need to do. And be consistent about all of this until the solution shows up, and it will. And decide that whatever challenge you're facing, I'm going to trust the God in me and make this situation as easy and graceful and light as possible. Now, stress can sometimes trigger shame. So do your best to look at whatever is causing you to feel shame. And you can do an energetic dump on that one. Get a piece of paper, write down all the reasons why you feel shame, write it fast, no longer than 7 minutes, write, clear the energy of that. I release this for my highest and greatest good. I am now free. If you need to do it again the next day, do it again the next day. But get shame out of your consciousness. It's imperative that you get the shame out of your consciousness, because it doesn't serve you well. And you want, you know, Again, the challenge has shown up to help you be a better version of you. And go back to your spiritual practice. Go back to your journaling. Go back to all the things you do when you feel good, right? And then allow joy into your life. So the way I would do it, if you're feeling stressed out, do your spiritual practice. Do all the things you know to do. You know, no matter what the challenge is, if it's a health challenge, do all the things you've been advised to do. All the things you know that would help you heal. And then give yourself moments of joy. I'm going to watch this thing. I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to play this. I'm going to make something. And in the moments of joy, you fully and completely release that there's even a problem. And then you will start to get intuitive hits. You will start to get intuitive signs, and trust those signs and do your part and show up. Now, if you are inspired, you don't have to do this. I say this because so many of you are already helpers in that way. If you can find a way to genuinely, openly be of service, not being of service hoping to get something, not being of service hoping people will like you, not being of service because it'll make people happy and you feel like it'll lessen your stress, just find a way to serve someone. And serving people, we think we have to do these big grand gestures. Sometimes serving people might be holding the door open. Sometimes serving people might be offering a neighbor some food. Whatever it is, find your way to serve in that moment. And again, it does not need to be a big, big gesture. And then remind yourself throughout the stressful moment, this is only a season. This is only a season. And I know my solution is coming. And in that process, I will step into a new season. And I am open and receptive. I am open and receptive. Last little bit here. Catch yourself if you're trying really hard. There's no need for that. Catch yourself if you're caring too much. Oh my God, what will people think of me? Oh my God, what must I say? Those thoughts, just catch them. Say, I'm doing that thing where I care so much about what people think of me instead of dealing with my solution. Or I'm going to do all these things. I'm going to do this. Heard this work for so-and-so, so I'm going to do that. Because think about it. If you manifest from that place, if you manifest from running around crazy, I've tried it many times and it never really works. But let's just say you did. Then whatever you're going to manifest is going to be in the vibration of running around crazy. Oh my God, I got to keep caring about what everybody thinks of me. And why would God do that to us? Why? So this is my show on what to do when you are feeling stressed out. Decide you don't have to be that way. And trust that there is another way. I've given you step-by-step guidance on how to get to a place of peace. And it is from that place of peace you will receive the intuitive information you need to solve whatever it is that you're going through. I remember once I was really stressed out about something, and the message I got was to do this meditation. So I did the meditation, and I'm kind of in that in-between meditative state, and I hear very clearly what would ultimately lead me to the breakthrough. And I just did that, right? And so you don't have to be stressed out, though it'll show up. Acknowledge you are in stress, and then use all of the wisdom and guidance I've given you to switch out of that. Yeah? I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach, I'd love to support you, whether you're starting a business, looking for love, looking for professional advancement, ready to go to whatever your next level is. I would love to be your coach through that process. Please consider my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Yeah. You can do this. You don't have to be stressed out. And some of you aren't going to be stressed out when you listen to this, but remember this show save the show, go back to it, know that there is always a way. And then again, if ever you're in doubt, book a session with me and I can give you lots and lots of suggestions as to get you out of the stress and back into your centered, peaceful, open, receptive self. All right, that's the show. If you like this program, please subscribe on whatever platform you listen on. If you can write a review, please write a review for the program. Also, every week I send out 2 intuitive messages on Wednesday and Saturday. So if you sign up for my newsletter, it's free. You will get those 2 intuitive messages. You can use that in your spiritual practice. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Until next time.